Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Followers! Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss a new beta service that is available where you can post polls on Twitter and people can respond to the polls and it will give you your results. This service is available at Pollowers.com. That's Pollowers.com. I'll go to the website and we'll see what's what. There's not much to it at this point. Like I said, beta stages, but I can show you a very brief...
Mozilla alert. WebVisum is now enabled. Close this message. Google English homepage. Mozilla Firefox. Google English homepage. Change background image link.
A brief snatch of it. Some of you who follow us on Twitter may have noticed that TA Weekly had a poll out the day before yesterday, asking what features you would like to see on the next iPad. And this is how we did it. We went to Pollowers.com and created it.
Toolbar, search.
Pollowers.com.
Type keyword to search edit, 50%, 100%. Pollowers Mozilla Firefox. Pollowers, type keyword to search, one heading and three links. Pollowers list of four items. Log in with your Twitter account. Send a poll at your followers. Answer through Twitter. See the results in real time. List end link graphic. Sign in with Twitter. Language. Language. Combo box. English. Select button. Heading level 1. Sign up for the beta product. Table with two columns and three rows. Your Twitter user edit. Your Twitter username. Your email optional link. Sign up. Table end link graphic. Big bang.
That's it. That is the website. So I want to sign
links list
in.
Dialogue. Links list. Sign in with Twitter.
With Twitter.
Pollowers Mozilla Firefox. Loading. Sign in with Twitter link graphic. 50%. Twitter Mozilla Firefox. Twitter. Sign in with Twitter. Password. Password. Username or email. Edit.
I'm going to sign in with TA_weekly. And when you do this for the first time, you will have to be invited to join. So you will sign in with Twitter, give it your username, and it will say you are not authorized to use this beta. You need to be invited. So you will have to wait for an invitation code to be sent to you.
Password. Password. Edit.
I won't demonstrate how that's done with my other Twitter account.
Out of table. Sign in button.
I will just show you what it looks like when you create a poll.
100%. Twitter / redirecting you back to the application Mozilla Firefox.
Allow.
Pollowers Mozilla Firefox. Pollowers. View results link.
With the polls that you create, you need to be able to make sure that the poll question and the options are all contained in a 140-character tweet. So this is the example of the poll we put up the other day.
List of reply to poll W/ your selection number only. What do you want an iPad 2? 1. Camera 2. More storage 3. Better screen 4. Qualcomm chip ended. Started 20110228 16 38, ends 20110301 16 38.
So what this means is, you heard all those options. What essentially you do is, people see that poll come up. They reply to you, or to your username, with a number. Not, I would like number 2, and then maybe number 3. You just write 2, 3, 1, whatever option you want in the reply.
Link view results.
And then the person who creates the poll, you, can go in to Pollowers and view the results. And the polls have a start and end time. So first, of course, you put in your tweet. You know, this is going to, in a separate tweet, this poll will end at such and such a time.
List end. Link graphic dig bang.
Now, when you create a new poll, Pollowers will ask you how many times you want it to be retweeted between the time it starts and the time it ends. It can retweet it 20 times, 10 times, every 20 minutes, every 30 minutes. It basically gives you a bunch of options to choose from. So,
Pollowers.
Just to reiterate then.
Question edit.
You will have an edit field for your question, just as if you were writing a tweet.
You need give numeric options to the followers. 140 characters left.
Has 140 characters left, so as you start typing, the number will tick down.
Number of options. Edit.
Have your number of options.
Number of options allowed as replies. Total duration. Combo box 1 hour.
Then that's where you put in your total duration. It's a little drop-down box.
Repost this poll every 20 minutes. A total of 3 tweets will be sent. Link advanced options.
And there's some other options we won't go into.
Tweet poll button.
But then you can tweet your poll. Poof. It's done. It's simple as that. And when it's over, you can come back to the website, this website, and tally your results. So that is how we posted the poll to Tech Access Weekly about the new iPad 2, which you can hear about on this week's podcast. What features actually did come out in the new iPad 2. Using Pollowers is simple as that. Again, it is still in beta. You need to be kind of invited to join. The website has to approve you. And incidentally, we don't have any invitation codes or anything to give out. You just need to be invited once you try to join. And it's simple as that. Quite ingenious, actually. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.